Question 1. When you were young, did you see women in STEM roles?
When I was young, I did see women in STEM roles. Not very many, but they were certainly women who were very important in my life. So my aunts were working on the farm, and farming, I think, is not always thought of STEM, but to me, there was a lot of science in the way they were doing their farming. They were very meticulous. They looked for patterns. They were looking for efficiencies. They really thought about how they were doing their farming. And so for me, those were the women in STEM roles that I saw as a kid.
Question 2. When you look back at your childhood, what things did you do that helped lead to where you are today?
In my childhood, I spent a lot of time on my mother's family's farm. And as part of those holidays, I was always, I would be often listening to in the evenings when we got together for dinner, I'd be listening to what had happened on the farm during the day. So as a kid, I was riding ponies. So I didn't do a lot of farm things, but I listened to the adults who were doing farm things all day, and they would talk about what they've been doing, and those things really interested me. And so I think those are things that led me to where I am today.
Question 3. What skills did you have as a child that helped you move into the world of STEM?
I knew I loved to write, so that was one of the things I knew as a child. I was also quite a sporty kid. I won a lot of races and different events, but I still don't think that led me in my STEM view. I love school, so that's definitely been something which is on my STEM journey. I absolutely love school, but that was across not just science classes. I loved all school. I really love to learn, and so I was always interested in hearing about new things. And as I got older, the kind of new things that were being talked about on television and on the radio by my parents and adults, a lot of them were in science kind of areas, and those things really interested me. So I guess my skill was learning, and that's something that helped me move into the world of STEM, because a lot of really interesting things were happening in the world of STEM.
Question 4. Did anyone ever tell you, girls don't do that? How did that make you feel? How did you respond or react? What did you do?
I've been asked that question a lot, and I do not recall being told, girls don't do that, almost ever. I remember when I went to university, I met girls who'd been told that kind of thing, but actually it never happened to me that I can recall. I think it would have made me feel really angry and confused. So I guess I was quite lucky that I was surrounded by adults that didn't hold that view. On the farm, the farm was run by four brothers and sisters, and the sisters did equal work to the brothers. They were always treated as equals. It was really quite natural in the world that I grew up in, that girls would do anything they wanted. And in particular, these aunts of mine who were working on the farm, they were doing very, very important work on the farm. It wasn't, you know, some side issue. They were doing really major things, and they were doing things they really loved to do. So they were good role models for me about girls growing up and doing things that they loved and being treated as equals.
Question 5. What qualities do girls have that are great for a career in STEM?
Qualities for girls and boys that will have a great career in STEM is to be curious and to like to learn. And also I think what STEM does, which is so has often fascinated me, is you can learn about things and then you can do experiments and try out things and apply what you've learned in theory in the world around you, and you can continuously sit back and think about the world and think, oh, so what's happening over there? Maybe that's because of the theory about STEM. And so we see, I see around me things I understand about how STEM works playing out in the world around me continuously. So the qualities of curiosity and wanting to learn and also perhaps then to think about things. Those are great qualities. But I think all boys and girls have those qualities. It's really more a question of them being developed and the children being encouraged to develop these qualities. And then I think, so that means just about everybody could have a great career in STEM.
Question 6. What advice would you give girls today about a career in STEM?
My advice for young people is to think about a career that should be based on things they really feel passionate about. Not to think about, what will other people think about if I pick this career, but think about how they feel, if they think it's going to interest them, because a career can be a long time. So a career that has a foundation of really enjoying what you're doing, something you feel passionate about, something that really interests you, I think that's a really important part of having a successful career. So that's the advice I generally offer to students, because I meet students all the time at a university. I meet students who are saying, I might be interested in engineering, but I might be interested in something else. So how do you think I should choose? And I say, well, what are you really passionate about?
Question 7. Is there an easy activity that girls could do to have an experience in your field?
There are hundreds of activities that you can do at home that give you an experience in STEM, like dissolving water, dissolving salt in water, mixing oil and water, shining a prism through a glass and then filling it with water and shining the prism through a glass. So all these kind of things show things that are, are different than what you would expect, challenge your conceptions of the world, even sticking your feet into a pool and seeing the strange angle that your feet and legs are going off and in the pool. These are the kind of things that relate to STEM theories.